Mr. Dabalina is the host of the show where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them, the good ones. Tell them to get angry and threaten them with the shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car things. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their reality. So turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
You're listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina, and this is episode 33. It's going to be quite possibly the best episode you've ever heard, so be prepared for that. Before we get started, though, I think it's very important that I remind you all that this isn't the only show I do. I do another show, usually twice a week. It's called The Snowplow Show, and you should look that up on your podcast machines or however else you listen. It's a show full of prank calls, brand new prank calls, unlike this show, which often plays older prank calls. Today we're going to do kind of a mix of old and new calls, but if you're tired of me releasing one of these shows only every 2 months or whatever it's been since the last one I put out, then stupid you, because you could have listened to a dozen other of my shows between now and the last time I put out a Mr. Dabalina show. So search for The Snowplow Show. I do other shows too. I do a call-in show called Hang Up the Phone. It's over on phonelosers.com. The Snowplow Show is on snowplowshow.com. And I do secret shows for people on the Patreon. Okay, let's do some calls now. Today, you're going to learn all about the art of beaming microwaves down onto personal property and people and animals. And we'll learn about the Chinese government's involvement. And it's going to be great fun beaming microwaves down all the way from outer space.
Hello?
Hello, Marie?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah?
And I just needed to let you know that we're currently beaming microwave radiation at your home.
You're doing and what?
We're sending microwave beams at your house.
I don't need any of that.
Well, no, it's just an experiment. We're sending it from.
I've got a microwave. I don't need any experiments like that.
Oh no! These are microwave beams. It's like radio frequencies. We're beaming them at your house right now. Like
Really prefer you didn't.
Well, no, it's not a big deal. We needed to find out if your house is receiving okay. So, could you go over?
I don't want it. Don't beam anything over here like that.
Well, no, it's just you can't see them. They're invisible. They're just, you know.
No, I don't want it. I don't want anything beamed in here like that.
Magical rays.
I really don't.
But
I really don't. Okay. I really don't.
Well, no, we've already started, ma'am. But
well, you just knock it off, okay?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
This is important. I need your help.
Hello?
Hello, Brandy?
Yes?
Hey, it's Kevin from the apartment complex. I'm with the apartment manager.
What?
I'm with the apartment manager's office. I'm sorry to be calling so late.
What apartment manager?
The apartment you live in. You live in apartment A, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm with the apartment complex.
Okay.
I'm calling to let you know we're going to be beaming microwaves at your apartment unit starting in about 15 minutes.
What?
We're going to... It's a thing we're doing with the U.S. government. We're going to be beaming apartment... We're going to be beaming microwaves at your home, at your apartment unit, for about the next 35 minutes.
No, seriously. Are you serious right now? It's fucking 11:30 at night.
I know. I'm sorry to be calling so late. They were supposed to call you earlier today, and we're required by
law. No, you can't beam anything in here. I have two small kids sleeping. Isn't it a joke?
No, it's nothing dangerous, but you might feel like a tingling sensation or like a tickling or just like a, kind of a... You know, just, it's not a big deal. It's nothing to worry about.
In my microwave?
No. Like, we're going to be bathing your entire apartment unit with microwaves from space. It's like from a satellite in space. They're going to be beaming.
What on earth? Do you know what time it is here on Earth, not in space?
Of course, yeah. It's 11:24. I'm here in the same time zone. I'm not in space. I'm just saying we're using a satellite in space. And they're going to
Can you try this on a different house?
No, it's already set up and it's ready to go. It's just going to be for about 35 minutes. And like if you happen to get up for a glass of water or something, it might bubble a little bit. You know, it might boil.
Are you joking? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm so sorry to call so late. I just needed to let you know that we're going to be beaming microwaves at your house. That's all.
What's your name? Who are you?
My name is Roy. I'm with the apartment. Like, why? I don't know why you're getting upset with me. I'm just trying to let you know.
Roy, my damn landlord would have called me.
No, they tried to call you earlier and they couldn't get through. Like, you weren't answering, I guess?
Oh, so now you can? This is very fucking weird, Roy.
It's not that weird. It's just something that they're doing with the government. It's like just a test. It's not a big deal. It's something they do all the time.
And they call people's houses at 11:30 at night, telling them that they're going to beam their house from freaking space. And if I pour a glass of water, it might have bubbles in it.
Yeah, like, do you have any fish?
This is
like,
foolishness.
No, it's not. Do you have like a fish tank with fish in it?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's good, because if you did, we'd have to ask you to, like, cover it with aluminum foil to protect the fish.
You know what? Okay, listen, Roy.
What?
I'm going to sleep. I better not feel a fucking thing.
Well, you probably won't if you're a heavy sleeper, but you might. So, like, if you do, just don't worry about it, okay? All right?
This is really creepy. This is weird.
No, it's not creepy. It's like a normal thing. Like, we've done this before, and it's not a big deal. I don't know why you're making a big deal of it. I'm sorry to be calling so late. It's just...
Hello?
Hello, Judy?
Yes?
Hey, Judy. It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And I'm just calling to let you know that for the rest of the night tonight, you shouldn't go in your backyard.
Why is that?
Because we're beaming microwave energy into your backyard from space.
Okay.
They're like microwave beams of energy.
Is it going to hurt my dogs?
Oh, you should probably have your dogs come in. No, your dogs are fine. I'm just letting you know that, can you cover them in aluminum foil?
No. Have you lost your mind?
No. Why would you say
that? Hold on just a minute. I want you to talk to my husband.
Oh, okay. That's probably good. That's probably a good idea.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Is this Larry?
Yes.
Hey there. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association. This is Roy.
Yes.
And I was just letting your wife know that we're going to be beaming microwaves into your backyard for the rest of the night. And
why are we doing this?
It's just an experiment. It's not a big deal. It's nothing to worry about.
But you were doing that in all in the whole neighborhood?
Oh, no, just your backyard. And
why?
It's an experiment. We're working with some people, and they're sending the microwaves from another country, actually, and they're beaming them off of the ionosphere.
Don't put them in my backyard.
Well, no, that's the only place they'll go. That's the only place they can aim them.
You're not going to do it in my backyard, or I'll sue you.
No, we've already started. They're happening right now.
Who are you?
If you need proof, just set a bag of microwave popcorn out there on the picnic table.
My question is, who are you?
My name is Roy. I'm with the Brookstone Homeowners Association.
You are not Roy with Brookstone Homeowners. What's your last name?
My last name is who?
Is who? What?
H-U. Oh. He doesn't like those foreigners. He's going to hang up when he hears a foreigner name. He's like, that's not an American name. Click.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa?
Yes?
It's Dave from the dog park.
Hi.
And I just needed to let you know a few things about the dog park.
Okay.
Starting on Monday, we're going to be beaming microwaves at the dog park.
What does that mean?
You know, microwave frequencies, like high-powered microwave energy beams. It's all invisible. You won't even see it, okay? It's just going to be there.
For what reason?
Well, it's none of your business, but we're required by law to let everyone know that we're going to be canvassing the entire dog park in microwave beams.
Okay.
Your dogs might seem a little disoriented because, you know, they're able to see electromagnetic energy. So
you know, if your dog acts weird, it's not a big deal. It's fine. It's just microwave beams.
Well, I'm certainly not going to take them.
Why not?
Then. Well, and especially, I don't know what that means, and you won't tell me what it means and what it's for.
Well, I'm no scientist, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know the whole dog park is going to be just covered in microwave beams.
Okay.
Pretty much the entire thing.
Just on Monday.
No, Monday through Friday, all week.
Okay.
It's something the Chinese government's doing.
Okay.
But everyone's going to be fine. There's no problem. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
So just don't worry about it.
Weirdest thing I ever heard. Okay. But thank you for letting me know.
Well, you're the one that's acting kind of weird about it, to be honest.
Okay.
And like it'll be funny. It'll be like your dog's drunk. Your dog will he'll appear drunk because he won't have any way to guide himself.
All right. He won't be there, so it won't be an issue.
It's going to be like a hilarious week. Like, you know how your dog typically poops on a north to south axis?
Never paid that much attention.
Oh, you should pay attention. It's true.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much for the heads up.
Oh, it's no problem at all. Also...
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Joshi?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Roy from the Brookstone Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to let you know that we're going to be beaming microwaves at your home tomorrow morning from space.
Why?
It's just an experiment. It's just something we're doing. The entity that we're working with, they're paying us a hefty sum of money to beam microwaves at your home.
My home?
Yeah, just your home. No other homes, just yours.
So why I'm not being paid?
Oh, no, well, because, you know, you're just not involved. You don't get the money.
Then why they beam microwave to my home without my permission?
Well, we don't need your permission. We're the homeowners association. We're just going to do
it.
Yeah,
but no, that's illegal. What? That's totally illegal.
No, it is not.
Because you don't know somebody has heart disease and microwave waves can cause problems.
Oh, no, these are low-power microwaves, and they're sending them from space.
No, but you cannot do... Homeowner association cannot make this decision without asking the homeowner.
No, what they're doing is they're from very far away. They're sending the microwave...
Right, but still you made the decision to beam my home without even asking.
But you're not listening.
That's illegal, totally illegal.
They're sending the microwaves from China, and they're bouncing them off the stratosphere... right into your house, and your house just happens to be in the perfect position for them to do that.
Who made that decision and who gave the permission?
Oh, I gave him permission. I gave the...
Without asking us.
Correct. But I don't have to ask you, because you're...
Then you are in totally... I think you are in totally not correct ground.
Oh, you don't even know the law. You don't know how the law works.
Yeah, you don't know the law either.
And you also don't know how microwaves work, because this is completely harmless.
I know very well how microwave works, because I'm a research scientist also.
Oh, so do they still use microwaves for telecommunications to send, you know, phone calls and stuff around the country, or is that old stuff?
They didn't use microwave. That's a different kind of wave.
Well, I know, but there's still microwave antennas, right?
No, that's not microwave antenna.
What are they? What are they called then? Those round cylinder things that you see on towers?
Don't change the arguments.
Okay.
Don't change the arguments.
I didn't mean to change the argument.
Yeah, but you cannot do that. And if it happens, and if something happens, then you are in big trouble.
Wait, you're,
I'm
you're,
telling you.
You're going to make my listeners think I'm an idiot, because I swear, I think it's microwave. I'm going to have to look this up on Wikipedia.
No, whatever is it, but you gave the permission without asking me. That's the problem.
But it's okay.
That's the problem.
Look,
you have no right. It's my private home. It's not. It's in Brookstone, but it's my private home, my private property.
Yeah, but
you have right up to 6 feet of my front yard, but nothing after that.
You're in our homeowners association neighborhood, so we can do anything we want here.
No, you cannot. You cannot. You have only limited rights.
Well, if if you say no, we're going to fine you $50.
Okay, try. Right.
Oh, we will. But anyway, the microwaves, they're harmless,
right.
Okay?
Right, and if it happens, then you will not allow us to do it.
You're not going
to... If you find me, try to find me first.
try to find you.
Try to find me.
What are you talking
about? Because I'm going to take you to court. I know what my rights are.
What do you mean?
So don't even try to threaten me. Okay? Don't threaten me.
Oh, I didn't threaten. What?
That's what you did.
What? Oh,
that's exactly what you did, and I don't want to talk to you anymore.
No, that wasn't a
threat. Because you do not represent me.
That wasn't
in this community anymore.
Unavoidable consequences.
Sorry, I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling my apartment.
Hi there. This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station up in space.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes. Yep. We're passing overhead right now. We're about 200 miles up in space, up right above your apartment.
You're 200 miles up in space,
yep.
Right above our apartment.
Yep.
Are you listening to this?
More or less.
The space station calling us. Yes, how can we help you, sir? Can you see us?
Oh, no, come on, don't be ridiculous. We don't have binoculars up here.
But, I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We're beaming, you have satellite dishes there. You let your residents have satellite dishes?
We're very restrictive, but yes, we do. We have a couple of them.
Okay, because
for
the past hour, we've been beaming high-powered microwaves down at your building, just blanketing the entire property in microwave beams.
Okay.
And those satellite dishes are reflecting the microwaves back up at us and causing all kinds of interference.
I see.
So is there any way you could get those down, like take those down real quick?
He says that satellite dishes, they're beaming microwave waves at us from up there, and those satellite dishes are beaming them back, and they want them to removed.
Yeah, it sucks.
Is this for real, or is this a joke?
Oh, yeah, no, it's completely real. It's something we do. like every day around this time, we pass overhead over your building.
Every day?
Yeah, we're orbiting the Earth, so every day at this exact time, we're right above your apartment
building. I'm going to let you speak to our manager.
Okay.
Just one moment.
Hi, this is Kay.
Hey, Kay. This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton from the International Space Station.
Huh.
Yep. I know, it's weird weird to get a call from an astronaut, but
yeah.
We have phones up here, too, you know?
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, thank you, I guess.
How did you get the number? You did 411, you know?
Yeah, we can call. I mean, we have internet and everything, but, like, right now we don't, because we're beaming microwaves down, like, all over your building. We're just beaming high-powered microwaves at everything on your property.
Mm-hmm.
But where the satellite dishes are, it's beaming it back up at us, and it's causing all kinds of interference.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, why are you beaming microwaves down at us?
It's just kind of an experimental thing we're doing. We're just trying to figure out the effects on various materials, like roofing materials and grass and trees. So we're just constant. We've been, like, for the past 30 days, we've been concentrating only on your apartment building. Like, every day that we pass over, we just beam high-powered microwaves. It's safe.
Wow.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, so I'm not going to come down with brain cancer because of this?
No, not brain cancer.
Okay. So we only have... Can you tell how many we have?
No, we can't really see. They were going to send someone to drive over there, but they didn't have the budget.
Okay.
You know,
so we have very few, so we should be able to identify them fairly quickly.
Okay.
So they need to be disabled?
Yeah, they could just turn them off. Like right now, like your time, it's like 1:15, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, if you could just turn them off from like noon until maybe 2 p.m., that's the only time we're over, like right above your apartment building and beaming these high-powered, dangerous microwaves.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. So how long will you be doing this experiment?
We're thinking like another 30 days, but possibly forever.
Possibly forever. Well, that is super cool that we're going to be part of the experiment that you're going to, publish one day in some awesome, astronaut journal?
I assume so. I just follow orders. I'm just a lieutenant, that's all.
Okay.
Have you noticed any... issues down there, like the grass hasn't turned blue or anything?
No, we haven't grown extra appendages.
Okay, that's
none of the animals are acting strangely, so
have you noticed ghosts? Have they been visible?
No, we have seen no apparitions.
Okay, because sometimes those microwaves, you don't know what's going to happen with them.
Yeah, if we knew what to look for, if you could say, hey, you know, then maybe I could spot some things for you and give some feedback for your experiment.
Okay, well, you know, if anything comes up, you've got my number on caller ID.
Right.
Just ask
right.
for okay. Tuck. Just ask what? For Tuck.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton.
Tuck Pendleton.
Yep.
Pendleton, okay. And you're being serious? Your number's going to be on caller ID?
Yeah, you can Google Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. You'll see exactly who I am.
Okay, I'm super impressed. So when you come back to Earth, do you plan to come to London Town? Part of the experiment, will there be, like, pictures that you'll need to take or, you know?
Probably just the lab people.
Just the lab people?
Yep.
Okay. Darn. Well, we were hoping maybe our names would be mentioned, you know.
Oh, I'm sure it will, one way or another. I mean, depending on how the experiment goes.
Yeah. Well, so I'll be able to get, like, a copy of the report.
I think it's all public information. Like, it's probably all on the NASA website.
On the NASA website?
Yeah, like, you know the NASA channel on TV? If you turn that on, like, right around this time every day, you'll see the microwave beams going down, and we're right over Florida at that time.
I didn't know there was a NASA channel.
Oh, yeah, and it's like cable TV, the NASA channel. Usually just displays the Earth from the space station.
Wow. And from noon to 2, we would be able to see London Town from space?
Well, no, not London Town, but...
Our area.
You just see the microwave beams coming down off of the thing, the magnetron.
The magnetron?
Yep. We've got one mounted on the bottom of the space station, a really big one.
Wow. Well, you know, Tallahassee has a super magnet. We have one of the largest high-powered magnets.
That's nice,
in
honey.
History.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
At FSU.
It's not as big as ours, but yeah, it's pretty cool, I guess.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, well, so what you should do is take pictures of the inside of the spaceship and your colleagues and email them to us so that we can see that you really exist.
Okay, yeah, or you can just Google me because, you know, I don't have time to, like, play your dumb little
games.
Oh,
that's right. You're so you're busy with your experiments.
Yep.
You're correct. This
yep.
is government money.
I got shit to do up here, lady.
Okay, I got it. I totally understand. All right, so we will... go around and see who is causing your interference, and we will take care of it.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a nice day.
Okay,
thank you for serving your country.
I like to do my part.
Yep. I really right. appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Tuck Pendleton, away!
Away! Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hey, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a neighbor of yours. I live over on Pelican Drive.
Oh, okay.
And I was just wondering, we've been having this problem with microwave beams going through our house. And,
oh, really?
It turns out we tracked the source, and it's your microwave in your kitchen. I was wondering if you could turn it about 23 degrees to the west.
Sure.
So it'll
do that.
Yeah, because that way it'll point at, Michael and Sharon's house.
Think you got the wrong people.
What? Isn't this Barbara?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no, it's definitely you. I got some high-tech equipment, and it's a RF tracker, and it checks, what kind of beams are showing up at your house.
Yeah.
If you could move your microwave the other way.
It can't.
Why not?
It's built in the house, and we're not about to move our house 20 degrees.
Right, but you could do it, just get a smaller microwave up in that space and then just turn it like 23 degrees west. That's all I'm asking.
Well, we have to use the microwave for you to have microwave beams. And we're not using the microwave.
I think it's like stray microwave beams. It happens just cuz it's plugged in. You know, just cuz you're not using the microwave doesn't mean it's not taking power. You know, it's got to have power to run that clock on it.
You know, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Oh, you just...
I listen to you in the background. I don't know who you're
from. Oh, you're a creep. You're a creep, Jerry. Oh, holy crap. What the hell? You just listen to her phone calls? You weirdo?
You're calling me a creep?
You are a creep.
I wish I had your number and I could report you.
It's on your caller ID. I'm your neighbor. I was just asking for a simple neighborly thing.
I don't see why you're being a jerk.
Are my neighbor?
Yeah, I live over on Pelican.
You do? Then why are you calling me a creep?
Because you're being a creep. I was talking to Barbara, and you just pop up on the line and say telling me you've been listening the whole time.
Creep. You live on Pelican?
Yeah. This doesn't need to turn into a big deal. I just wanted you to move the microwave just a few degrees to the west.
You what now?
I just needed you to move your microwave. Just turn it a few degrees to the west. 23 degrees should do it.
We can't turn our microwave.
I already explained all this to Barbara. I thought you were listening like a creep.
You know, I want to know what your name is.
Apparently you weren't listening very well.
Well, does she know?
I don't
believe you live in... I'm gonna track this call, and I'm going to report you to it if you do.
Why?
Goodbye.
I didn't do anything wrong. It's just a request. I'm just asking you to be neighborly. That's all.
Hello?
Hello, Charles?
Yes?
Hey there, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, Roy?
And I just needed to let you know that starting on Thursday, I guess that's tomorrow, we're going to be beaming microwaves down at your house.
Going to be doing what now?
We're going to be sending microwave beams into your house.
Yeah, for what?
It's just a partnership we have with someone. It's not a big deal. Just don't worry about it. But I'm required by law to let you know. We're going to be sending...
What is the purpose of it, Roy?
I'm not sure exactly. It's we're working with the Chinese government, and they just... I don't know. They want to send microwave beams to your house. Just yours.
I don't understand. I really don't.
You know microwaves? That we use them for communications and cooking popcorn?
Yeah. I mean, I know microwaves that you do cooking and all with.
Yeah. So it's just going to be from Thursday until Tuesday at 3 a.m. is when it's going to stop. 3 a.m.
But, I mean, what is the purpose of doing it in the first place?
They're just, I don't know, it's some kind of experimentation. Just, you know, you might want to turn on your air conditioner that day. And it's not a big deal. You don't have to worry about it. It's just the Chinese government, they're using it for, they're just using it for data collection.
What coverage do they have here in...
What coverage? What do you mean?
I mean, you said it was to this house only.
Yeah, just your house only. Just your house. They're going to send high-powered microwave beams into your home, starting.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, Roy. Is what you know? What is the purpose of it? What does it do?
I don't know. What does it mean to me
and all that stuff?
I don't know a lot about all that science stuff. You know, like I just know they want to send high-powered microwave beams to your house. And do you have any fish? Like a fish tank?
No.
Okay, that's fine then. Everything's fine.
But I don't want that to happen unless I know what it's about.
Well, you know, just if you've got a problem with it, you could just leave the house until Tuesday morning.
For me to leave the house?
Yeah. You know, like if you're worried about the microwave beams, I mean, they're harmless. Come on.
Well, but, no, I don't agree.
Really, what do they do to you?
I don't know. I don't know what they do, but yeah. I don't agree that they may be harmless.
Well, I don't think the Chinese government...
You stand in front of a microwave, and they tell you not to do it.
Oh, that's an old wives' tale.
Yeah, okay.
But it's fine. I don't think the Chinese government would do this if it wasn't safe.
Well, I don't trust the Chinese.
Oh, come on. Come on, don't be racist.
No. I mean, I don't.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
Is it something the government is doing? What is it? I don't want it to be involved in it unless I know what's going on.
It's a very hush-hush program, and we're not allowed to really say much. I'm not giving you a choice, really. I'm just letting you know we're going to be beaming microwaves at your house starting tomorrow at 11 a.m.
And when you say we, who is we?
Well, mostly the Chinese government, because they're the ones with the satellites.
and the magnification technology and.
And who are you with?
I am with the Homeowners Association.
Who are you employed by?
By the Homeowners Association. And I gave the Chinese permission to do this. It's because, you know, they're going to share some money with us for letting them do this.
But only one house and our house?
Yeah, just your house for now. They may expand it if things go well.
But what is, Roy, I'm not understanding what the purpose of it is.
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Well, it's, you know, it's no secret that I don't want it done unless I find out something about it.
Well, you don't have a choice, though, because we signed you up for it, and it's going to happen.
Well, I'm not a member of the association.
Well, that doesn't matter.
You can't sign me up.
You're here on the street, and you're within range of the beams and everything, so it's got to be your house.
Yeah, well, if it's any problem with it, then the homeowner association will hear from it.
There won't be a problem. Just you might want to turn on your air conditioner first thing tomorrow morning. Turn it up really, really high.
No, I mean I'm not going to do that.
Well, you will eventually. Let me tell you.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm perplexed by this, Roy. I really am. I don't know what's, you know, I don't see how that can be done.
Well,
without my permission.
It's just, you know, it's just money making stuff. It helps with our expenses.
Well, choose somebody else's house that it doesn't matter.
Well, no, it has to be yours. Why would you want to do this to someone else if you don't want it done to you? That seems kind of selfish.
Well, someone that doesn't matter to, but it does matter to me.
You're selfish and you're a racist.
Exactly.
You shouldn't be proud of that, being a racist.
I'm not proud of it. I'm just telling you facts. Well,
the Chinese never did anything to you.
Where do you live at, Roy?
I'm over on Bridge Creek.
Now, what part of Brookstone is that? Down around the back road? Mobley Road?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Who knows? Yeah. But anyway, you know, the Chinese government, they never...
You're a member of the association?
Yeah, I'm the treasurer. But I don't see... I mean, the Chinese government, they never did anything to you. Do you have a problem with just Chinese people in general?
I have problem with what you're talking about doing, whether it was Italian, Chinese, United States of America.
Well, now you said you don't trust the Chinese, so that sounded
very... Well, I don't. As a government, I do not. That doesn't make me a racist.
I'm sure they're good people.
And I resent the fact that you call me that.
Well, I wouldn't call you that if you weren't being such a racist. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Shirley?
Yes.
Hello, it's Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I needed to let you know that we're currently sending, we're beaming microwaves at your house. You know, just
what?
The microwave radio frequencies, we're sending them to your house. We're beaming them at your house right now.
Mm-hmm.
And have you noticed anything weird, like maybe with the television reception or fish tanks boiling?
No, who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association. Uh-huh. And we're beaming microwave.
I haven't noticed anything.
Okay. Could you go over to your microwave? We're going to set it up as a receiving station and see if you can receive my messages.
In the microwave? By the microwave, you mean?
Yeah. Well, it'll be the microwave itself. If all goes well, it'll make it work like a replicator on Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be able to just send food into your microwave from space.
From where?
From space. From outer space. We're beaming.
Oh, no.
No, we're beaming all this energy at your home from a satellite in space. It's like a $1 billion satellite.
What home on the space station are you with?
I'm with Brookstone.
This is kind of weird.
This is
not what it said on my phone when it get in the rain.
Well, I'm calling from my house. I live here in the neighborhood. My name is Roy.
Oh.
But anyway, currently they've dedicated a $1 billion satellite, and they're using it solely to beam microwaves at your house only.
Why my house only?
It's just an experiment. We just wanted to see if it would work. So if you could go over.
Why got to be my house?
Well, you know, why not? Why not?
I don't. I'm just trying to find out because I'm curious to know why I got to be coming to my house only. Well, how was my house chosen?
Well, it's just a random thing, and yours is in a good position to reach the satellites and space and everything.
Well, there are other houses on the side of me. I'm not being difficult, but I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, well,
and only at my house.
I'm going to show you how to reprogram your microwave so that it'll accept.
No, I'm not using my microwave right now.
Well,
because I have to replace it, and the metal is coming loose, so I'm not even using my microwave right now.
Oh, do you have a fish tank in the home?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, do you have any small pets?
No pets.
What about, could you go into your bathroom and see if perhaps maybe the toilet water is boiling?
Boil? Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, just make sure. We want to make sure we don't have it turned up too high. We don't want to cook you.
Not only that, but I'm still not understanding what my house, out of all the houses in Brookstone, what my house was chosen.
Your roof, it's a very, very dark colored roof, and that's good for, it reflects the satellite waves.
You know I'm coming back at you saying I don't have the only dark roof in this area, right?
Well, it's a specific shade is what it is, and yours is just perfect for the experiment. So we're beaming all of the microwave energy to your home.
Nothing is boiling.
Is the water warm?
In the toilet?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't put my hand down in there to see.
Yeah, well, it's clean, right? I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah, it's clean, but I still don't put my hand in the toilet.
Oh, no, it's okay. Just wash your hand immediately after. It'll just take.
Let me look in another bathroom.
It's
boiling.
Okay. It'll just take a second, though, and you can put your hand in there and you see if it's warm.
No, I'm not doing that.
Maybe.
I won't put my head in the toilet.
Okay.
See, I have asthma and stuff, allergies, and I don't, nothing is boiling.
Oh, in the other bathroom either? Okay, just maybe stick your face really close to the water, but don't touch it, and just see if you can feel the warm.
I have allergies, asthma, so if it is boiling, I don't know what you got, these microwaves or whatever. I don't want to do that because I have allergy, asthma, sinus.
Yeah, but you're not allergic to water, right?
No, but you said the water is boiling. Why would the water be boiling? The microwave and stuff.
Well, I thought we might have had the knobs turned up a little too high, when we beamed it at your house.
Well, I don't know. I still don't understand why it's my house in particular.
I'm not allowed to say because it's kind of a hush-hush experiment. So I can't really say why we used your house.
You asking me for tips for something that you haven't told me anything about, and you just calling me all of a sudden to tell me that my house only has been selected to receive microwaves, and I have no prior knowledge of who you are or anything.
Yeah, but look,
I know who you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
I have no prior knowledge.
I'll tell you all about the secret experiment. If you can just put your finger in the water real quick and
not
let me know if it's
not doing that.
You can
wash it. I don't know what's going on. The water might be too hot. I don't know what's going on. I just don't know what's going on.
Do you have any pets?
I told you I have no pets.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you could stick one of their paws into it or something and see if they.
If I had a pet, I wouldn't do my pet like that.
Well, just
not knowing
just
what's going on.
Just quickly. It wouldn't hurt.
No, I'm not doing that.
All right. Well, we're going to keep working on this. We're going to keep tuning the dials. And
who is we?
The entity that we're working with.
What entity?
The Chinese government.
I don't know who you are, but I'm going to call the police department.
What? No, don't do that. Why would you do that?
Yes, I am. No, I am going to call the police department because you're trying to get funny with the Chinese government. I don't have time to play games with you, so I'm going to call the police department to see what's going on. I'm going to call them right now.
What do you mean get funny with them? What are you talking about?
When you said the Chinese government, I said, what entity? The Chinese government? I don't play games.
Well, no,
I don't know who you are, and I'm not doing any of the stuff you told me to do, but I am going to call the police because this is strange to me.
You should have the police come over and have them put their hand in the toilet to see if it's warm.
I don't know who you are.
Now,
but you need to get off my phone. I am going to call the police.
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm just a prank caller. You don't need to call the police. I just live here in the neighborhood.
No, I am going to call the police because I don't appreciate this.
Well, I know you don't appreciate it, but it's just a prank call, so why would you bother the police? I'm just a prank caller.
Why are you calling my house with a prank call?
Here we go again. Why me?
Yes. Why? Yes.
No, it's just a random thing. I looked in the phone book. I'm like, oh, this lady has a hilarious name.
Well, I'm going to look in the phone book called police.
Well, no, it's an easy number.
Hello?
Hi, Carol?
Uh-huh.
Hey there, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that tonight we're going to be beaming microwave energy into your backyard.
Oh?
So you probably just don't want to go out there tonight.
Okay. Can I ask why?
It's just an experiment. It's for science. We're beaming microwave energy into your backyard from a satellite in space.
Why?
For science.
Other than for science. I know a little bit about science. Can you give me a little bit more detail?
Science. Well, it's with the Chinese government. I'm not sure what they're doing exactly. They're just experimenting, and they're sending the microwave beams into your backyard.
Okay, well, you'll have some reflection in the backyard if you beam anything into my backyard.
Wait, no, don't lay down aluminum foil, ma'am. That'll mess it up.
Okay, well, you're pretty messed up yourself.
What are you talking about, reflection? What are you going to do?
Deflect microwaves from the Chinese.
Don't do that, though, because that'll mess up the experiment, and we won't get paid.
Well, you know what? You're not going to eat tonight because you're not going to get paid.
Well, don't do that. Are you going to cover your... Just whatever you do, don't layer your entire yard with aluminum foil.
Definitely it's going to be layered with aluminum foil. Not a problem.
Ma'am, don't do that, or we're going to fine you. You're going to get a fine from the Homeowners Association.
Not today.
Oh, yes, you will. If you put aluminum foil in your backyard,
it's my backyard.
You can't do that, though.
I have rights.
You can't do that.
And that's not in the covenants of this homeowners association. So don't worry about it. I'm covered, and you don't have to worry about my fees.
But, ma'am, just don't do it. You're going to mess up the experiment. This is a billion-dollar satellite in space.
Well, you send me the $1 billion, and I won't put my aluminum foil down.
Oh, we're not sending you shit, ma'am. It's not yours.
I can't believe Carol undermining the scientific community like that, trying to ruin our billion-dollar experiment by laying aluminum foil down in her backyard. That's a good way to accidentally blow up a space station doing shit like that. Anyway, that is the end of today's Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I hope this episode has proven to all of you that 9 out of 10 people have an irrational fear of microwaves. Hopefully I can get my findings on this published somewhere. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this show, and I'll try to stop taking forever in between shows like I did this time. But don't forget, there are other shows, other prank call shows, such as The Snowplow Show at snowplowshow.com and The Hobosodes, which you can find over at phonelosers.com. Dig it out my sack, get me some of that new homegrown, skin it up and lay back like Snoopy with a bone. Digging out my new phone, picking up my new ringtone. Dig a DVD at home with chocolate in my cone. Cause I'm feeling stuck, there's a bug as I take a lug and I chug along about my business. And my head fills up with dizziness. I don't wanna turn the whole rap game upside down. Cause I feel like the diggin'est dog around town. Everybody shake it down. Everybody back town.
till I'm spangled and tangled. Gotta grab the carrot in my face that's been dangled. Filling out this Django, down till I fandango. Digging out my soul for y'all to take hold. Ringing out the bells for this geek star gold. Checking out the crew as it switches to 1,000-fold. Digging out my glass with some milk glass cold. And as it turns to sunset, I call upon my subset to see just how we kick it, to tear it off and lick it. I don't wanna turn the whole rap game upside down, cause I feel like the diggin'est dog around town. So as the new dawn rises up, everybody blow your heart, shake it up. Shake it, shake it, turn up the ultra wide.
We're dug.
And we're out.